There's an increasing sense in the British government of a migrant crisis in the English Channel. The Navy has been sent in to patrol and the Home Secretary has gone to the scene too. And although 540 people have tried to make the crossing from continental Europe in the past year, the United Nations refugee body has rejected suggestions that there is a crisis. Matthew Saltmarsh from the UNHCR in London is speaking with Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley.
We're very concerned about this trend, and it seems that there may be some new smuggling networks that have established themselves in the north of France. They've been providing dinghies and small, very flimsy craft to allow the migrants and refugees to make that journey. At the shortest point, it's about 21 miles, but of course, it's winter now, the conditions are very cold and potentially rough, and so doing that in a very small inflatable dinghy is very perilous, and it's something we're very concerned about.
And most of the time I would think that these people can't swim.
I would think so, and there are also reports that they have been travelling without life jackets. So one of the things that we've long been advocating for is that countries in Europe, not just the UK but across Europe, provide better legal pathways for refugees to come to safety in the West. That could be through resettlement or it could be through family reunification, so that people don't have to take these perilous journeys.
How much are they paying the smugglers, do you know?
Well, there are reports of anything from a couple of thousand up to 10,000 or potentially more, depending on where someone comes from originally and the means by which they try to travel to a third country.
Well, the British government has now sent in the Navy. Is that an overkill in your view?
Well, what we would say is that really, you know, if people are in danger at sea, they need to be rescued and the laws of the sea should prevail. So whoever's there should be the one, whether that's the government or another vessel, should be the one that should rescue these people and have their security as the most important factor.
Basically, your message is this is not a crisis. Far from it, in fact.
We don't think this is a crisis. We think the real refugee crises in this world are in Africa, in parts of Asia, in Central America, and Syria, of course, particularly in the Middle East. Those are the areas that we're really concerned about in terms of refugees and refugee numbers.
Matthew Saltmarsh from the UNHCR speaking with Samantha Hawley.